Hey everyone, this is Andy.
And this is Sam.
And we're the Spiteries. We started the Spiteries review series as a small Patreon side project, but it turns out that my wife is even better at podcasting than I am, so we're bringing the Spiteries review to the masses.
Starting this month, the Spiteries review will be available wherever you get your podcasts, so come and listen as Andy and I chat about the stuff we've watched and the things that we've done.
With brand new episodes every month, the Spiteries review is a peek into what life is like in the Spiteri household, and you never know when Linker Zora will make a surprise appearance.
We've even got older shows in the vault that will be rolled out over the next few months, including reviews on Mean Girls, Twilight, Spirited Away, Cowboy Bebop, and more. So make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Like they say, happy wife equals happy life.
Ugh, you're so lame.
So help us out by joining our Discord and subscribing wherever you get your podcasts. The Spiteries review is available now from SPNet. Everyone, and welcome to the ZeldaCast here on ZeldaDungeon.net. My name is Andy Spiteri, joined by Allison, Aletha, and I'll get to you in a second, Al, but we're also joined by our, we're joined by our social media manager, Jules. Jules, what's going on today? How are you?
Hey, everyone. Doing good. Thank you for having me. I love this segment, so I'm very excited for today.
I just noticed a little Korok, actually, on your sweater.
Isn't that cute?
It's very, that's a good one.
Very cute.
Yeah.
I have two of them. I have a gray one, and which has a green Korok, and then this one, which has the brown Korok. So I love them.
It would appear that I am the only one without a Korok, actually, today, because Al has a Korok in the background. But I do have a ZeldaCast hoodie on, so that's got to count for something, I think. What's going on, Al? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I am just having a decent kind of weekend and getting ready to go out of town. And I get to actually go see Jules, so pretty excited. We have a fun weekend planned.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. I totally forgot that was going on. And yeah, I think it's going to be a blast. And I hope that you guys have a blast and take lots of pictures and, you know, have a good time. So. Yeah, that's gonna be super fun for you guys. I'll tell you what, let's just get right into it today, shall we? Because we got some stuff to talk about, and we're also going to bring back one of the most celebrated games that we do on this show, the favorite mini game in this Zelda business. Guess that Zelda character, and actually we usually do 16 questions. Should we start with there, and as we maybe do well or do not do well, adjust as needed?
I think so. Because last time we did 10 questions, but that's because we knew that the game was Tears of the Kingdom. This time we do not know the game. So.
And last time there was some controversy. A member of this podcast picked a character from a game that was not actually in the Legend of Zelda franchise. Maybe like a cousin of the Legend of Zelda franchise, though. And the other two people on that podcast who are both in this podcast today, I think, took umbrage with that. So we'll see if we can do a little bit better today. First things first, though, is we should talk about the Indie Direct that happened Thursday, Wednesday, one of those days.
Tuesday? I don't know. I don't remember.
And I think that pretty much says all that you need to know about that Indie Direct, unfortunately, is that we're not quite sure when it happened. And listen, I love indie directs. I love indie games because many times they're just as good, if not better, than AAA games, and they're cheaper, and they're usually, there's like money going to actual, not, you know what I mean? Like actual people that can craft the games. So I love indie games, but I do have to admit that I didn't really see anything that really, I don't know, caught my eye, you know, like really just like grabbed me. Or even like, you know, you're watching a game or you're watching a presentation like that sometimes, and you're like, oh yeah, that looks really cool, I'm gonna check it out when there's more details, or I'm going to put it on my wish list or something like that, grab it when it goes on sale. I didn't see anything like that in this presentation. Not to say that none of these games are going to be good. I'm sure they're all going to be awesome. But, yeah, nothing that really jumped out to me. Did you guys have a chance to watch it at all? Al, did you read anything that was announced?
I was at work, and I tend to, like, go on YouTube and find something as background noise while I'm working. And I was like, oh, Nintendo's live with the Direct. So that's how I figured out that Direct was happening. And I was watching it, and, like, I got all caught up. And the only thing that, like, really stuck out to me was a game called Europa. You're on the moon Europa, yeah. And it looks kind of interesting and whimsical and fun. But aside from that, no, nothing else really caught my eye. And I think that speaks also to, like, the end of this Switch era that we're reaching.
You got it.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
I did not watch it. I just, like, didn't have time and kind of forgot about it. But I was going to say, I'm, like, wondering, like, to your comments, Andy, if, like, nothing's really seeming that exciting because developers have kind of stopped developing for the Switch.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a sign that they're going to be starting to release stuff out on the Switch 2 or whatever the next console is. So
that was my takeaway watching that. I was like, golly, do we ever need that Switch 2? Like, we need it yesterday. Mm-hmm. Sam and I went for a walk yesterday. We went to the lake. We just walked around or whatever. And she was kind of, I don't know how we got on the topic, but we were talking about Metroid Prime 4. She's like, when's that coming out? And I was like, I don't know, probably when the Switch 2 comes out. So the next question was like, well, when's that coming out? And I was like, well, I kind of thought that it might come out, like, in March. And then I kind of thought that it would come out in June. And at this point, if we get it at all this year, in maybe November, that's going to be lucky. Because, like, I'm sick of saying it, and I'm sick of talking about it, and I'm sure everyone's sick of hearing me flap my yap about it. But, like, what are we playing on this Nintendo Switch console for the red? Like, I'm sorry, these indie games aren't gonna hold us over, you know? Like, there wasn't a big fish announced. There wasn't even like a C-level title, like Princess Peach Showtime in there. It's like, I don't know what we're playing, but, like, after April, like, there is nothing. Nothing.
One of the big, like, I guess, surprises or things that kind of piqued my interest was Visions of Mana was not announced for Switch, and that was a game that, like, started on Nintendo. And there was, like, an interview maybe last week or 2 weeks ago about how, like, they were asked, like, why didn't you announce on the Switch? And they're like, well, you know, we'll see in the future. We want to broaden our horizons with other consoles, but, like, we'll see in the future. And then they, like, stopped answering questions. So I was like, to me, I was hoping, like, Christmas time. They want to release it before Christmas time. So maybe what you said, Andy, like, November. Mm-hmm. But I feel like they would have announced that already. I mean, we're coming into summer now. I'm like, what's happening?
I think if it's releasing in November, you could get away with announcing it in June. That's a tight turnaround time, but I think you could do it.
Yeah,
true. But, man, like, that's you know, and those comments that you mentioned, like, me reading between the lines there, it's just like, we're saving it for the Switch 2.
Yeah,
is what it sounds like to me. So, I mean, like, that's got to be around the corner, like, imminently, I would hope, because, like, this is like Gerudo Desert Dry in terms of like the games that we're gonna play here for this Nintendo Switch console. I mean, which is great for the backlog. I'm playing, you know, the OG Final Fantasy VII for the first time in years, which is great. Just got out of the City of the Ancients. A lot of bad stuff just happened. You know what I mean? I don't know what we're gonna be doing going forward. So that Switch 2, that was my takeaway from this Indie Direct. It's like, God, we need that Switch 2, like, immediately, right away. Mm-hmm. Because, yep, there's got to be a ton of games, like, that they've been working on that
they're just holding on to them.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, one game that I know that we can play, and I know that will deliver a AAA experience, is Guess That Zelda Character. This is Zelda Dungeon's favorite game, and we bring it back once again on the ZeldaCast after a long hiatus. I can't remember the last time we played this, actually.
287. Episode 287.
What are we on now? Like 314?
314.
Holy. Well, that's a lot of 30 weeks.
Episodes.
Yeah, so almost like what, 9 months ago, give or take. That's if I'm mathing correctly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're gonna bring the game back, and I'm gonna lay out the rules of engagement here, and then we'll get started. So and this is just what I did, by the way, guys. But as we've done in the past, so I picked three characters per category. So the first category, kind of easy, kind of get us warmed up, get our blood flowing a little bit, our juices swirling around. The second category is the, you know, this one might be tough. You might be sweating a little bit in this category. You might be coming close to running out of questions. And then the third category is, oh man, this is the Elden Hot category, where it's for all the marbles. And if you get it, you are a true Legend of Zelda veteran. So, yes, I see a fantastic comment. Andy will lay out the rules so we clearly know if and when he breaks those rules. Amen, yep. Brother. all right. So these are the rules. We have 16 questions to guess a Zelda character, and they have to be yes or no questions. They have to be. And really, that's the rules, right? That's pretty much it. So, yeah, let's go. Who wants to go first? You know what? I'm going to go first, actually, because I have a few characters up my sleeve here that I picked out a couple minutes ago. So let's get it started. We're going to start easy. Right. Yeah, we'll start easy here. Easy. I'll take it easy on you guys. I know last time, I think you guys struggled a little bit to guess some of my characters. So
you know what, Andy? It's with that you changed the rules in the middle of the one character that we're guessing, and you're like, oh, by the way, you only have two questions left, even though we only asked two questions. Ugh, that was a nightmare. Oh my god.
All right, let's get started. I have a character in mind, and with that being said, oh, you know what? Okay, I'm sorry. The only other rule is that the character has to have a name. Or is, like, so defined in what they do that, like, you could just clearly say, like, for example, like, the Cuckoo Lady from Ocarina of Time. Like, they either have to have a name or, like, they're, you know, you can boil them down in a sentence. So, that's the only other rule.
Okay.
Let's go. I'm ready. 16 questions.
All right. First question. I'll take the first question.
For it.
Is this character reoccurring in the Zelda series?
9.
So no. One-time character.
That's right.
Okay.
Oh, and by the way, here's another rule. The honor system when we're doing this is put away the Twitch chat.
Oh, shoot.
So Majora Master Christy, I don't want you giving these guys any hints, all right?
That's a good point. Okay,
I want to see them suffer.
Twitch is gone.
But I could have it open when we're... No, I'm kidding. I'm
okay, I'm just making my little notes. Okay, so reoccurring... Okay, I want to figure out what the console is.
Good idea.
I took notes from our last time. So was it, is it on a console or on before 2001? I think that's what the cutoff was we used last time.
No.
No. Okay.
Okay, so what came out after 2001? GameCube?
Switch. Yep.
GameCube and up?
GameCube and up.
Yeah, okay. That's right. GameCube came out after 2001.
Okay. What else came out around that time, Andy? Just to help my memory. Any of the Game Boys?
I want to say the Game Boy Color was 2000, but I don't quote me on that. Okay. Don't quote me on that.
Okay. Okay, it's a one-time character, and it's later than 2001, so that kind of makes me think that it's... Dude, okay, I had a thought, but now the thought has now been ruined because since Tears of the Kingdom came on, you know, Breath of the Wild was the only game that a lot of characters came in, but now there's Tears of the Kingdom, now there's Age of Calamity, so that kind of ruined my thought.
You know what? There's a comment, the Game Boy Color is 1998. I don't know why I didn't know that, actually, because Link's Awakening DX came out on that. So, let's continue.
Okay, is the console the GameCube? Yes.
Woo-hoo! Yes. The console is indeed the GameCube. Lucky guess.
Wind Waker, Twilight Princess. Am I missing any?
Are you?
I don't know.
Skyward Sword? No. No.
Do we need to go back to that one?
Maybe a game that we just celebrated a couple weeks ago, perhaps?
Oh, Four Swords Adventures.
That was on the GameCube.
Are we going to bring up that weird rule that we've brought up before where if it's like ported, like, you know, like,
yes,
up in time?
That's another rule. That's another rule that we forgot. These are the rules of engagement. The character, when you're asking what console it's on, we're talking the original release only. So, for example, I'm just going to pretend here. If I picked Groose, okay, I could not say that this character is on the Nintendo Switch. I mean, I guess, I would say it's only on, it was a Wii character on a game that was for the Wii. Those are the rules. You have three questions.
All right, Jules.
Is this a character from Wind Waker?
No.
Okay. I feel like you gave this hint for a reason. Is this character from Four Swords Adventures?
No. I did give it for a reason, and that was to burn one question.
So Twilight Princess. We're thinking Twilight Princess.
Twilight Princess. Should I even ask that, or is that a waste of a question?
I want to interject really quickly. I saw a great question, actually, in the chat, and that was, I'm assuming that the question is, what about the Wii U and Breath of the Wild? Just like how we narrowed it down to Twilight Princess as a GameCube game, we would do the same thing with that series of questioning on, like, the Wii U or Breath of the Wild. I guess, though, I don't think any of us really consider Breath of the Wild like a Wii U game, right? Where I feel like Twilight Princess is more ambiguous, potentially. Either way, whatever. That's fine. You have five questions in.
Okay. All right. Is it my question, or was it... Oh, no, Jules, it's yours.
Did you ask if it was from Twilight Princess? Was that an official question? Or no, you asked if it was from Four Swords. That's right. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, so I'm going to assume and not waste the question.
But what if we should waste the question? Because we have 16 questions, so...
Oh, we have 16.
That's right. And you know what they say about assuming?
I say ask it.
Okay, are they from Twilight Princess?
Yes.
Okay. Is this character more of a main character?
Too subjective. Retry.
Does this character have a bigger role in the main story?
Too subjective. Retry.
Oh, there's like four of them.
Like, it's a subjective question. Like, I don't know. Ask me a different question.
All right. Is this character... a Hylian.
Yes.
Why'd you hesitate?
Yes. This character is indeed a Hylian.
Is this character male presenting?
Yes.
Many questions?
That? That is, I believe, eight questions.
Male presenting. Is this character considered a child?
Yes.
A child.
Nine questions.
Is this character in Ordon Village?
Yes. 10. You only have 6 left. Can you do it? Or is the pressure getting to you?
Okay, so a male child. So there's, like, just a few to guess from, so I'll just throw one out there. Is it Mallow?
Negative.
Not Mallow.
It's 11.
Mallow.
Is it Colin?
Ding, 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 ding.
Colin!
Colin from Twilight Princess, that ugly kid. I picked him.
That ugly kid.
I picked him because I saw a picture yesterday of Jon Moxley, who's a professional wrestler, and he's having a match on Wednesday, and there's a picture of him, and like what they used a graphic, and the picture of his graphic, his forehead just looks like it's bulging out of his skull, and I thought of all the kids from Ordon Village, and I was like, these little freaks, like, I'm gonna pick one of them.
Oh,
it's
my
Colin.
God. All right, Colin. Jules, you guessed it, so I think that means you get to go.
That's right.
Okay. So we'll do easy, right?
Yeah.
I have my little list here. Okay.
Okay.
Let's go. I have mine.
Andy, well, first question.
Is this character a reoccurring character in the Zelda series?
Nope.
Okay.
Okay, is this character in a console past 2001?
Yes.
Is this character... Does the game this character appears from appear on a home console? Oh, let me rephrase it. Let me just ask that. Does the game this character appears from appear on a home console instead of a handheld console?
Okay.
I guess that's tricky because the Switch could be considered both. Let me rephrase my question.
Is this 2D or 3D? Is that what you're asking?
No, does this character... does the game that this character appears on appear on a system that only is a handheld console?
So no.
Like Game Boy Advance. Okay, no. Okay, so it's a home console. Could be the Switch. Could be the GameCube. Could be the Wii.
Is this character from... Did this character first appear on the Switch?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so what? Wii, GameCube, Wii U?
Yeah.
Well, there's no... So Breath of the Wild is the same time as the Wii U, so if it didn't first appear on the Switch, it shouldn't first appear on the Wii U. So really, it's just the Wii or the GameCube. All right, is this character's game from the Wii? Okay, that was a yes. How many questions are we at right now? Four? Five? Okay.
I think, okay, so we're at five, and we're assuming that's Skyward Sword?
Well, if it came on the Wii, so then we have Skyward Sword. I don't know, should we just rule out, like, Twilight Princess, just to be safe?
We could just ask. So, Jules, is this character from Skyward Sword?
Yes.
Okay. Six questions. Does this character appear on the Surface?
Yes.
Okay. And not in the sky, I'm going to presume, because there's not very many characters that go in between.
I didn't say that.
I know you didn't, but there's... Because really, the only characters that go in between are Zelda, Impa, Girahim, Fee, Groose. Am I missing any?
Does Impa actually go to the sky?
Good question. No, I don't think she does, actually, now that you say it. I feel like we can assume that it's a non-character from the sky. Because there's no other characters that go in between.
Let's get rid of this. Like, is the character Hylian?
No.
Okay, so it is, like, one of the creatures that you meet on the surface.
Hmm. Okay, so there's one Goron that you meet on the surface. He's the same Goron. There's the Magma. There's the Perella. There's the... Who else is there? Like the dragons, I guess.
The dragons. Yeah.
How do you want to do this? Do you want to try narrow it down by like a region?
Yeah, let's narrow it down by region.
Okay. Whose question is it?
I asked if it was Hylian and she said no, so it's yours.
Does this character appear in the Faron region? You know what? Okay, here's my analysis here, because Jules is thinking, so that means to me, I don't think it's a Kikui character, because those are like instantly like, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no.
Like no, like for sure no?
No, yeah.
Okay, so I believe that also rules out all the Perella, right? Like little sea creatures.
Yeah,
they only appear in Faron too. So okay, so no Kikui, no Perella. So it's got to be either a Magma, it's got to be a dragon, or it's got to be that Goron.
But that Goron does show up in Faerun, so he shows up in all the regions.
You're right. Okay. I guess it could be a boss too, actually. That's a possibility.
Are we doing bosses as characters though?
I mean, it's got a name.
Okay, is this okay, and doesn't show up in Faerun. So I don't think it could be Scrapper either, because Scrapper goes to all the regions.
Oh, that's right, I forgot about him.
Is this character in Eldin?
Trying to look, no.
Okay.
So maybe Lanayru?
So it's gotta be Lanayru. Who's in Lanayru?
Hold on, Jules is thinking.
All right. let's think out loud while we're getting some clarification here. So
in Lanayru, you have like some ancient robots, you have the dragon.
Yeah.
You have the you have Skipper.
Who's Skipper?
He's the little robot that is like the captain of the
Oh,
ship.
Right. Old Captain yeah. Skipper. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Geez, this is should we ask if it's a robot?
I'm gonna retract my last no and say yes.
Yes, it's an Eldin.
Okay, so it's an Eldin. Okay, yes. Well, that changes things. So it could be a Magma. Could be, well, the Goron appears everywhere, so we can rule the Goron out.
This might. I'm sorry, guys. This might not be an easy one after all.
Okay.
Oh no.
What's the so a couple notable Magmas? Obviously, the one that helps you out and gives you the mitts. There's the one that runs the mini game. Right.
I think his name is like Tubert or something.
Should we just ask if it's a Magma?
Ask if it's a Magma.
Okay, it's your turn.
Oh, is it a Magma? What the heck? I'm so confused.
Rethink what Andy said earlier.
Is this a boss?
No, that's another question.
Damn it.
We're on 10.
How many questions do we have?
Six more.
No worries, we got this. Rethink what I say. What did I say? I feel like I say a lot of things.
Back and forth between the surface. Okay, is it Scrapper?
Yes!
Okay.
Okay.
Tom.
I told you, no problem. We got this.
Well, that's how you were like, is he in Faerun? I'm like, did we have a quest in Faerun? I know that we had to go to Eldin at one point. Okay, so
yeah,
he gets the
big pot for the dragon, and that's in the Faerun region.
Okay, sorry guys.
We forgive
I forgot
you.
That one.
We forgive you.
Forgive you. It's okay. Totally understandable.
If we didn't get it though, I don't know if we would have forgave you. But Al came clutch.
Allison came through.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're doing all good right. So far. We're doing good.
I have one. I have an easy one.
You've got one? Okay.
Yeah. Easier one.
Easier? Okay. Rock on.
Go ahead, Andy.
Okay. Is this a reoccurring character in the Zelda series?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, that changes the directory. Reoccurring characters I can think of: Beetle, Tingle, Zelda, Link.
Okay.
Maybe we try nail down this character's first appearance.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think of. Did they debut? I guess we'll use that cutoff 2001 on a game after 2001.
Yes.
Okay.
Did they debut on a game that was for the Nintendo Switch?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a Breath of the Wild character.
Yep.
Smash
Tears of the Kingdom. Is this character Hylian?
No.
Okay.
So...
And technically, if we're counting Age of Calamity here, it could be the champions as well. Which I probably would count Age of Calamity if it were me. Well,
you did last time.
And I'd do it again. Okay. I feel like maybe we should just go and narrow down the race of the character. I think we'll have an easier time. What do we have, four questions?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
four
okay.
questions.
I have a feeling it's Hestu. Is this character Korok?
Yeah.
Do it, Jules. Ask if it's
is
Hestu.
Is the character Hestu?
It is Hestu.
Yes!
Oh, I am.
Yes!
How did you get that?
I don't know. I had a feeling. I had my spidey senses tingling.
I was waiting. Okay, so I was waiting for you guys to narrow it down to Breath of the Wild and Tears, and I was going to use this, like, really passive aggressive, like, this character doesn't remember who Link is in Tears of the Kingdom, which is so ridiculous because you found 900 GD Korok seeds for him and he gave you his special poop. And I cannot believe that he does not recognize Link in Tears of the Kingdom.
Oh my god. That was the most, Jules, high five. That was the most dominant guess that Zelda character guess ever. We had 10 questions left. Here's another question, Elle. How's your day going?
I have a better one for you later that I think will stump you. So
oh, yeah? Okay. Well, I'll raise you that one. This is a character from my medium bracket.
Okay.
Or if you guys want, we could give you another easy one. But this one is from the medium bracket. Okay. Well, then, let's go. You got 16 questions.
Okay. Reoccurring character, yes or no?
No.
No.
Does this character debut on a console after 2001?
No.
Before 2001. So, N64, whatever that Game Boy is, NES, SNES.
Yep. Is this character debut on the N64?
Yes.
Okay, so the only two N64 games that come to mind are Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask. Is this character from Ocarina of Time?
Yes.
Okay.
Is this character Pylian?
No. 5 questions.
This is, you said medium?
Yeah.
I think so. Maybe it's easy. I don't know.
Is this character one of the sages?
No.
Okay.
6 questions.
Is this character... I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of the race.
Not Hylian.
Is this character Goron?
No. 7 questions.
Okay, maybe, let's see, if we can narrow it down by, like, village, region kind of area, or do we want to narrow it down by race?
They're almost one and the same in Ocarina of Time, yeah. Really.
Okay, so we're saying not Goron, meaning not Death Mountain
Death
either, because a lot
right.
of them are Gorons. Pretty much all of them are Gorons.
Mm.
Why do you make that noise? Oh, wait, I got an idea. I have an idea. Does this character appear in multiple spots in Ocarina of Time?
No.
Oh, one spot. Okay. I was thinking our good old owl friend.
Kaepora?
Kaepora, yeah. Whatever.
No. Oh, wait, he comes up in other games too. Never mind.
You know, okay, but technically I don't think he does. I think the owl in Link's Awakening is different, and he's not in another game after, is he? Is he Majora's Mask?
Is he in, like, the Four Swords games? Isn't there an owl in those games?
You know what? You're right. There is.
Okay. But we still got some information, which is that he's stationary.
Mm-hmm. 8 questions. You have 8 remaining.
Okay. Stationary character. I have another thought. But, Jules, it's your question.
Is this character... male?
Yes.
Presenting.
Yes.
That was not straightforward, but okay.
Oh no, that character does pop up in other places. Okay, no.
9 questions. I'm trying to make my hand so I can list off the questions. This is really hard to do. When you're like, you put only your pinky down and the rest of your fingers are all up, you know?
Is that guy Hylian? I think he is.
It's like maybe the scarecrow.
Okay, so not a Goron. Not let's go with is this character Azora?
Yes.
Zora.
You have six questions left to crack the code. I think you'll do it.
I feel like there's only one male Zora that I know of.
Jabu Jabu. He's technically Zora, right?
Oh, I just thought of him as a fish.
I wouldn't count Jabu Jabu as a Zora. That's just a big old fish.
All right, so is the character the king Zora? Whatever his name is?
No.
What?
It is not. You have five questions left. Five questions remain. Can you do it? Or are we seeing the beginning of a collapse of Team Allison and Jules?
Oh my god, Andy. Wait. I'm trying to think of other Zora characters. The only other Zora I can even think of is the one that throws the rupees over the waterfall. Is that the character?
Got it. That's the guy. That's
I
him.
Knew it was okay. So as soon as Andy earlier said, like, as long as they have a description, like a descriptive,
yeah,
like...
I know. I kind of gave it away a little bit because I
was
about to give my rules of engagement and break them. So.
Oh my god!
Because he doesn't have a name. It's just the Zora that throws the rupees over.
He's
the waterfall
rupee guy. He stays up there, whether it's frozen, whether it's not. I don't know if he's there if it's frozen, but when it's not, he's just throwing you money and. He's a good guy.
All right.
I guess there's really not that many Zoras in that game.
Al really gets Andy. I'll just say that.
Sometimes. Sometimes I do.
All right.
I feel
well,
like sometimes he tries to throw me off.
All right. Is it my turn?
Wait till the next one. Wait till the next one, Al. Yeah, it's your turn, Jules.
Okay, so I'll do my one medium. Okay, I'm ready.
Shoot.
Okay, is this a reoccurring character?
No.
Does this character debut on a game that was made from the year 2001 and onwards?
Yes.
Okay.
Does this character debut on the Switch?
Yes.
Okay. Is it... so it's a character that is not reoccurring, but debuts on Switch. So what characters... Let's nail down the game here, I think.
Okay, well, there's a few, like, Tears of the Kingdom characters that are new.
We should watch out about Age of Calamity, too, because that could be, like, if we're talking Suga or we're talking, like, the Battle-Tested Guardian or something, like, we should...
Yeah, let's get the game narrowed down.
Okay. Does this character debut in Tears of the Kingdom? What was that?
I'm assuming you said yes.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Okay. Tears of the Kingdom. Fantastic. Well, that's actually a pretty big edge, I feel like, because
I don't know. There's
a lot of characters.
But it has to be a new character.
Right. Okay. But I feel like most of the characters are holdovers from the last game.
Does this character have a character profile in Tears of the Kingdom?
Good question.
Character profile? What do you mean?
So in Tears of the Kingdom, like a lot of the main characters, they get a character profile that you can go look at.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Okay,
that's good information. Great question. How many questions are we at? Five?
Five now.
Should we try and narrow down by race?
Yeah.
Is this character a construct?
No.
Okay.
Is this character a Hylian?
Yes.
Huh, okay, a Hylian character that wasn't in Breath of the Wild. You might have to carry this one, Al.
I'm assuming that she's not choosing a character that we did in the last episode because she said she listens, so no repeats, which means no Taro, no Torin, no Addison.
Well, all those characters, I think, have profiles anyways, right? Taro does. Addison does,
but Addison does not.
Addison's the kid, right? What's the white? Ronson. She has a profile.
Oh, yeah. Ronson does have a profile.
Okay, well, we can rule out Taro. And do we count Sheikah as Hylians? I guess that's probably separate, right?
I think, yeah, it is. We were trying to say humanoid a while ago, but that came out weird, so people didn't like it and
right
had questions.
Okay, so we can rule out, like, what is it, Josha.
But so we can doesn't rule Josha out. Have a character profile? I can't remember. Let's see. Maybe let's narrow down the gender.
Yeah, okay.
Is it my question or yours?
It's yours.
Is it this character male presenting?
Yes.
Okay.
Hylian male.
I can't think of someone that's like new to Tears of the Kingdom that's not like a main character that wasn't in Breath of the Wild.
Maybe like we can narrow down, like, are they in a town?
Yeah, like I'm just trying to think if there's any like Hylian characters that are introduced in like the flashback scenes or anything like that that are like very specifically new to Tears of the Kingdom, but I can't think of any either.
I don't think this character was in Breath of the Wild.
Let's just ask this. Does this character primarily reside in Lookout Landing?
No.
Okay.
But I would say you're like keep going. Okay. Keep asking those kind of questions, because then I think once you get this one thing, you'll figure it out.
Jules is so much better than us. I would never have given you that hint, Al. I've never
done it. Okay, is this character in a village?
Yes.
Okay. Al, help me out. I'm struggling here. Where? How many questions are we at, by the way?
You asked 9, so this is your 10th.
Oh, God.
Okay, so that you got, like, Kakariko, you got, like, Llewellyn, you got
Patino. I don't think there's a single new character, though, in those places, is there? Al, you're replaying Tears of the Kingdom right now, right?
Yeah.
What say you?
I feel like they're... I'm trying to think.
So in a village, so we can immediately rule out, obviously, can we rule out Zora's Domain? Is there some Hylians chilling in Zora's Domain?
There's a Hylian, but he is in Breath of the Wild, so.
Okay. We can definitely rule out Death Mountain. Definitely rule that out. What about Tarrytown? Is there any new caricatures in Tarrytown this time?
I don't think so. Not anybody that stands out to me.
Oh, man, this is a struggle. But it's not a Lookout Landing. I feel like that was our best shot to see a new character. Llewellyn, I feel like everybody's the same. Hateno, does this character reside in Hateno Village? Yes? Okay. There we go.
Hateno Village. Male in Hateno.
Is the mayor new?
See, I was wondering that, and I looked him up, and it says he's in Breath of the Wild. But let's just ask, is it Mayor Reed?
Tio's in Breath of the Wild?
That's what this website said, so let me just double check.
He was, like, against CC, and you had to do the... I didn't know CC and him were...
I didn't know he was in Breath of the Wild. I don't remember ever seeing him.
I didn't think he was, but when I looked him up the first time... Hold on, let me just fact check myself here. Do we have a profile on him on ZD?
Yes, good job, Al. It was Reed.
Okay.
All
That's
right.
who I was thinking a long time ago, but then when I saw that he was in Breath of the Wild, I was like, oh, I don't think that's right.
If I messed that up, I'm sorry. I don't remember him from Breath of the Wild.
I don't remember him in Breath of the Wild either, to be honest. As soon as I said Hateno, I thought of the mayor, actually, because I was like, I'm pretty sure he's not in Breath of the Wild. Okay, well, that worked out in our favor.
Good job, guys.
Woohoo! Okay, hold on, let me see.
Al, let's get your medium one here.
He is in Breath of the Wild.
Oh, shoot. Sorry.
But that's okay. We knew that.
We all knew that. We were just playing up for the drama for the audience here.
Was he just, like, in a house and you had to, like, talk to him or something? Like...
He is, like... I don't know. You can tell. There's like a lot of information on our page, and then
whatever.
Peters has more, like less information. I don't know.
Okay. Someone in the chat said that he was hanging out in a field.
Oh, yeah, he is. He's over in a field. Okay. And, like, this is, like, when Mossy's used to follow these characters around for hours and hours, and he would get their schedule, and that's in Breath of the Wild. So, I believe Mossy's, so.
Do you know, remember what I told you about people that take pictures of their food?
Yeah.
Well, same kind of material applies to people that follow people in Breath of the Wild walking around in fields, so.
Hey, that means we have the most accurate information on those characters.
That's true. Okay, let's go, Al. You've got the character, we've got the questions.
I've got a medium character. I feel medium, but we'll see.
Oh boy.
Jules, would you do us the honors?
Okay, let's keep it going. Are they recurring?
Yes.
Okay.
Did this character debut on a game that debuted for the Nintendo Switch?
No.
Oh, okay. So, well, that's actually great because obviously that's an area that I struggle in, Jules. So that's good. We can eliminate that. Okay. Well, I guess let's just keep it. Maybe we... I feel like potentially Ocarina of Time to Majora's Mask.
Majora's Mask. That's where I was going. I was thinking, did this character debut on N64?
Yes.
Ooh.
Okay. So, a character that's in both Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask, because there are, of course, no other characters on the N... or no other games on the N64, rather. I was looking and at me strange, but debuted. I know that to be true.
They debuted on those games. That is not true. That is true. In the older
That's
games.
That's why I was looking at
That's
you weird.
That's right. So so it could be a character like Tingle that debuted in Majora's Mask, and I wonder if we should just... Should we waste a question and narrow that down?
Sure.
Has this character only ever appeared in games that were released on the Nintendo 64?
No.
Ah, damn it. Okay. Okay. Well, we know it's not Beetle. So there's one. Could be Tingle, but I feel like that's just an obvious, you know, it's an obvious one. So a character that debuted on the N64 and has appeared in multiple games.
I'm like, my head's thrown because I'm like, did they debut on Ocarina or did they debut on Majora's Mask and then went
I think
onwards?
We should narrow that down.
Okay. Al, did they debut on in Ocarina of Time?
No.
Ooh, I'm glad I asked that. Cause...
Okay. So that eliminates Happy Mask Salesman because he did actually indeed debut in Ocarina of Time. So we can get rid of him. Okay, Hurry. Allison.
Mm-mm.
I have a feeling. Just like I did last time with Hestu, I got a feeling.
The spidey senses.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Is it the hand in the toilet?
No.
Damn, that would have been awesome. Two times in a row? Ugh.
No.
Dang. Okay. Well, who else debuted in Majora's Mask that has been in future Zelda games?
Let's narrow it down. Is this person Hylian?
Yes.
How many questions are we at?
Seven. That was seven.
Highly a character that debuted in Majora's Mask that has appeared in other games. So nothing is coming up to my head off the top of it. I wonder, in Oracle of Ages, there's a bunch of characters from the N64 games. I'm trying to think of other games that had that as well. Like, here's another. The Fierce Deity, that's not like a character. I don't think. That's not my question, but just, you know.
I would say no.
Okay. God, who appears in Majora's Mask that's in other games other than, like, Tingle? I it can't be Tingle, right? That's too easy.
Is that your question?
What do we have, seven questions? Okay, whatever. Is it Tingle?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, Jules. I wasted that one.
It's okay. Okay, is this character male presenting?
Yes.
Okay. Holy. I wonder, the only characters I can think of that are male presenting, that appeared in more than one game, I think it has to be that they appeared on, like, a Game Boy game. Like, the sprite appeared. It could be one of the ranch guys. It could be one of them. But I don't remember, because I think they have different names than Ocarina of Time. So technically they're different characters, right? I believe. What about 10 questions?
Yeah, no, you're at question 10 now.
Okay. I feel like it's either a character that was on the ranch, or it was a character that, like a mini game character, like a throwaway character like that. Okay. You know what? I'm gonna go for it. Does this character live and... No, hold on. Let me rephrase my question because... Well, I'm thinking of Ingo, but he works at a ranch, right? Like, would that be fair to say he works there? Right? Kinda? On Romani Ranch, doesn't he?
I have no idea.
I don't remember. Does that help answer your question?
No.
Yeah, so not it's not at all. Him. It's not him. Let's just say that.
His name is Ingo. It's a different name, too.
We could nail down, like, the region.
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to do right now?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think, like... I'm just gonna ask it. Does this character live or work on a ranch?
No. What
the? Oh god.
Is this character in Clock Town?
Yes.
Oh my lord in heaven. Okay, so a Hylian character that appears.
I might have an idea.
What's your idea? What do you think?
That one of those brothers, his name's Gorman.
Well, that's what I was thinking, but don't they work on the ranch?
I thought he was in Clocktown.
Well, he is. I think he is in Clocktown. Okay, yeah, maybe I asked my question badly. How many questions do we have left? We have 5 questions?
5 questions left.
Should we just go for it, Jules? We're on the same wavelength, I think. Is this character a Gorman brother?
No.
Ah.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
4 questions left.
Okay, so I have to, like, really think now. Okay.
So the mayor is not in any other games, I'm pretty sure. It's a male Hylian. Oh, my God. It's not Dompe. It's not Cafe.
What about one of the construction guys?
They would have all debuted in Ocarina of Time. Right? Right? that's the case.
Try to think, like, the construction guy, like the leader, right? What's his name? The old guy?
He would have debuted in Ocarina of Time, though.
Where? Oh, I guess is he the one?
Yeah, he would have been in Kakariko. What about the is that dancing guy? Does he show up in, like, Oracle of Ages or something? He doesn't technically live in Clocktown, though, and he's also dead. So I don't know if he counts or not.
Maybe this is harder than I thought it was.
Yeah, well, this is not very nice of you here, Al.
Sorry, I thought this one would be, like, decent. 4 questions left.
Is this character an adult?
Yes.
Damn it.
I mean, that doesn't really help.
Well, I was hoping maybe it was, like, one of the bomber kids. They just show up in, like, Minish Cap or something, and I forgot. I don't know. Oh my god.
Okay, I'm just gonna ask it. Is this character one of the construction workers?
No.
Okay. Where are we at? We have like 2 questions left.
2 questions left.
And it's a humanoid character, right? We said it's a Hylian? Oh my god. We need a hint here, Al. The vaguest hint that you could possibly give us.
I don't know if I can give it without giving it away.
Oh, jeez. You know what? That's okay. That's okay. Let's think. Let's think. So the mayor, Granny.
Granny's
Andrew, Cafe. You know what? Andrew actually does appear in another game, I'm pretty sure. But of course, that's relevant because we're talking about a male.
Yeah, it's a male.
Guru Guru appears in Ocarina of Time. Oh my god. I'm sure people in the chat are losing their absolute minds at us right now.
Is it like, you think it's like a shop owner or a side?
It's gotta be like a minigame person or something, you know? Like, something silly like that. Oh my god. Is it the postman?
Yes, it is.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Wait, of the course. Postman?
Yes.
But isn't he from Ocarina of Time?
Technically, no. He's the running man in Ocarina of Time. No, he's the
running man in Ocarina of Time.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
He's the running man in Ocarina of Time. He is not the postman until Majora's Mask.
Wow.
And wow. He's been- Of Ages, Minish Cap, Twilight Princess, Phantom Hourglass, and Spirit Tracks.
Wow. Well, Jules, from
good job,
from
Andy.
The clutch of defeat, we rose like the phoenix.
Good job, Andy.
I didn't think that one was going to be that hard.
Well, you thought wrong. Because
just
you,
so sorry.
Well, I was going to say you cheated, but that's not cheating. That's what I would do, too.
Yeah, that's just really good.
That was a
really
trick.
Good. That was a trick.
A trick question.
Ooh,
now.
Okay.
Is it my turn?
It is your turn. Are we on to hard?
Oh, you're on to hard.
Yes.
If you get this, I will be very impressed. I'll be very impressed.
Oh, gosh. He'll eat his hat.
Man from the stall or something like that. I don't know. That's going to be Andy's.
Let's go. I'm ready.
All right. Is this character a reoccurring character?
No.
Oh, not reoccurring. Okay, is this character on a console after 2001?
Yes.
Does this character debut on the Switch?
Yes.
Debuts on the Switch. Okay. Is this character... It's a stupid question. Okay, so what do we have on the Switch? We have.
There's no such thing as a stupid question.
The only thing is a stupid question is a question unasked. That's what my father told me.
And it's not a recurring character, so it would have to be. We have to narrow down the game. Is it?
Oh, that's a good point. I forgot. Yeah, is this character from Tears of the Kingdom?
No.
Is this character from Age of Calamity?
No.
So Breath of the Wild.
Sorry, stop. Aww. Or, like, is this character from, like, Cadence of Hyrule?
Yes.
Oh, dang, Jules.
Yes, it
is. Know your audience.
Yes, it is. Very good. Okay. We are 6 questions in. You have 10 questions to get it right.
Okay, so it's a brand new character, not reoccurring, on Cadence of Hyrule.
That's right.
Is this character from any of the DLC for Cadence of Hyrule?
Yes. Yes. I'll confirm that. Yes.
I never did that. Okay, so...
The crappy thing is that I've only played... there's 2 DLC, if I'm right.
There's more than 2.
Oh, there's 3?
Yeah, there's...
I don't think I ever played the DLCs. I just played the main.
I've only played 1 of the DLC, to be honest.
Okay, I know that there's different regions. So maybe... Is this character in Kakariko Village?
Ask a different question.
Okay.
I cannot give you an answer...
Is this character Hylian?
Yeah. Yeah. 7 questions.
Okay, hold on.
I wonder why you hesitated. Is this character a villain?
No. Character is not a villain.
Okay.
Is this character male presenting?
No, not. Oh. 9 questions. So you have 7, right? Yeah, 7 questions left.
That's math. okay, female character, female presenting character that came from a DLC. Is this character Gerudo?
No.
Okay.
Six questions remain. Only six.
What do you think of the Jules?
I'm thinking of the females. There's Cadence. Oh, there's Zelda, Cadence. What other females? I don't really remember that are Hylian.
Six questions remain.
Female, Hylian.
Is this character Cadence?
No. It is not.
Five questions?
Five questions remain.
Is this character Arya?
Yeah, it is. You know what? That wasn't as tough as I was thinking.
Good job, Al.
Lucky guess. I've got one more, though, that I'm curious about that I'm going to hit you with. But let's wrap it up here. Let's do two more.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Jules' turn.
Let's do it.
Okay, so I have two. Which one do I want to do? I think I'm going to do this one. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, Al?
Is this character reoccurring?
No.
Is this character on a game that was released on a console after the year of our Lord 2001?
No.
Okay. So before 2001.
Wait, no, let me make sure.
Wait a second.
Oh, yes, it was.
Okay.
After
sorry.
2001?
Yeah.
That tells me, Al, that it's definitely not a Switch character. Probably not a Wii character.
I know, I kind of gave it away.
A handheld character.
I think it's a handheld character.
Is this character... Did this character debut on a handheld game?
Yes, yeah.
Is this character from one of the Oracle games?
No.
Okay. So, what do we got? Minish Cap, Link... Definitely, I don't think Link Between Worlds. That's very clearly after...
Is this character from one of the DS games?
No.
Okay. So what, I mean, either Minish Cap or... I don't believe that there's any character, like, brand new original characters in Link to the Past on Game Boy Advance. Let's just confirm. Did this character debut on a game that was for the Game Boy Advance?
No.
Okay.
Fate, well, no.
Well, let's make sure.
No, yes. I thought it was Game Boy Color. No, yes, that's fine. Yeah, Game Boy Advance.
Okay.
What does that tell me, Andy? Because now I'm confused.
Well, it tells you it's either Minish Cap or maybe there is a character that debuted on the Link to the Past Game Boy Advance, but I'm pretty sure the only new addition to that was that they added a new dungeon. Well, actually, I guess like the Four Swords, technically. But really, I think the only character is Vaadi. And that's a reoccurring character, which rules him out.
Okay, let's go with, is this character from Minish Cap?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
What How many questions we got?
The consoles always get me confused, so I'm sorry, guys.
What are we, is that six questions?
Oh, I haven't been paying attention. Sure.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's
do it. Six questions, guys.
does this character live in Hyrule Town?
No.
Okay.
Is this character Hylian?
Yes.
A Hylian character that does not live in Hyrule Town. That narrows it down quite a bit, actually. So let's take a quick second.
Speaking of Hyrule Town, quick segue. Andy, I thought of you the other day because the Zelda hurdle was Hyrule Town from Minish Cap. And I was impressed that I caught it. Like, I knew it. And I was like, ooh, Andy would love this.
All right, so okay, this is a question, I guess, like not an official question. Would you, in your definition, would Hyrule Castle be part of Hyrule Town, Jules?
Yeah,
yeah.
I think it would for me too. Okay,
yeah.
I just wanted to make sure before I asked. So, okay, so Royal Valley's out. There's no humanoid characters in there.
It's a bunch of humanoid characters in Wind Tribe.
Yep, that's true. Maybe we should just narrow that down, actually. Is this character a member of the Wind Tribe?
Oh.
Not Wind Tribe.
Okay. No. Well, that's good, because that eliminates all of that. There's no humanoid characters in Minish Village, although there are obviously like scattered characters like in and around. Talon and Malon are in Lalnon Ranch, but they are obviously reoccurring, so they're out. All the Gorons are out. The mayor, yeah, he has that little retreat, but he still lives in Hyrule Town. Who's left?
I
don't know.
Andy, is it your question?
No, it's yours.
Oh, is it one of the blades? One of the guys that teaches you a skill?
Yes.
Okay, so there's like a crap ton of those.
Yes, there is, but there's only a finite number of them that do not live.
There's also one that's in the Hyrule area, which is Grimblade.
Yeah. Okay, I'm trying to remember their names. This is what I'm gonna break my rule. I never Google while I'm doing this, but I can't remember what the names are. So I'm gonna look these up. What would you even call it? Minish Cap, Swiftblade dudes? Like, I don't know.
Blade Brothers.
Kind of a miss with Blade.
Yeah, the Blade
Brothers.
Blade Brothers. The Blade Bros. Is it? How many questions do we have?
I think this is 11.
Okay.
So we have six, right?
We could literally guess each one and still probably get it.
Yeah.
Is it Split Blade?
No.
So
is it Great Blade?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great Blade, the greatest blade of them all.
I love
Good
it.
Job.
Yes.
Good job, Al.
Booyah.
Let's see. Okay. Great Blade.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
All right. Well, Allison.
All right.
We haven't. No one's been defeated yet. You almost got us last time, but we got you in the end.
This one is hard.
Okay.
So.
You ready, Jules?
I think so. Yeah, let's do it.
Is this a reoccurring Zelda character?
No.
All right.
Same thing. Is this on a console after 2001?
Console after 2001.
Debut.
Yes.
Okay. Reoccurring, yes. But not. Let's nail down the console here.
Not reoccurring.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you're right. I'm sorry. Let's just go for the most bang for our buck here. Did this character debut on a game that debuted on the Nintendo Switch?
No.
Okay.
Hey.
Rock on.
So GameCube.
GameCube, Wii. And not Wii U, because I mean like...
Yeah, that's like Wii. Yeah. Right. Did this character debut on the GameCube?
Yes.
Okay.
So GameCube. Okay, so that's...
Is this character GameCube from the Wind Waker?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. We're doing good here. How many questions do we have left, Al?
That was five.
Yeah.
That was five? Oh, man, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. We're going to get it. I think. okay. Who's okay, Jules, it's you.
Yeah. Is this character Hylian?
No.
No. Okay. So where does that... I guess that's actually not... as much of a narrow down, because there's quite a few Rito characters, quite a few Korra characters. I almost feel like this is another trick, because I think she wants us to burn questions asking if it's a Korok or if it's a Rito, and I bet you it's neither. So what other types of characters are in this game? Let's try and think
that are not that. Well, remember, they're not reoccurring.
Yeah, that are not reoccurring, that's right. I was about to say the Helmarok King, but actually he is reoccurring, so that's out. There's like some Moblin characters in the game that I don't think are reoccurring. Really, there's only that one Moblin dude that What's-Her-Face is in love with. I don't know about that one, though. We'll come back to that if we get in trouble. Is this character a Rito?
No.
Is this character on Windfall Island?
No. That's 8 questions. 8 left.
Okay, so what do we have? Dragon Roost? Outset?
So Outset, I think, is pretty much all out, because I think it's just Hylians there. And Dragon Roost, I think, is pretty much just Rito, right? So I think
there's one Hylian there.
Okay, well, it's not a Hylian, so, like, whatever. So it's either a Korok, or it's a, what were those sages? Those are, like, actually, you know what? The sage was Azora, and the other sage was a Kokiri, but I don't think they had names, did they? I don't remember. But I guess they have a clearly defined role, so those could be in play. And then there's some... Did any of the sea creatures have... You know what? Does this creature... Does this character live in the sea?
No.
Damn it. I thought she was trying to punk us with that fish that comes up and is like, ahoy, matey! What? You know the fish that... You know, you're doing your thing and you look for treasure chests and that fish comes up and he sounds really weird. He's always like, ahoy! Avasti!
Okay, so they're not in the sea. About.
Should we just ask if it's a Korok, just to?
I was gonna say, is this character a Korok?
No.
I knew it. I knew Six that she. Left. I knew she wanted us to ask if it was a Rito or a Korok.
all right, so that's like all the Forest Haven, right?
Yeah, Forest Haven is out.
And Dragon Roost is out. Windfall is out. The sea is out.
I think it's got to be one of those sages. That's exactly the type of chicanery that Allison would pull off. Is it one of the sages from the past?
No. 5 questions left.
Ah, yay. Okay. Wow. Okay, who is a character in this game? Is there any Gorons in Wind Waker? Like, Tingle, I guess, is also here, but he is the actually reoccurring character. Mm. What are you thinking, Jules?
I'm thinking of the pig.
The pig?
I do like pigs. I really would love to get, like, if anybody knows where I can find, like, a stuffed animal of one of those Wind Waker pigs, freaking love it.
Isn't there like a pig named Link?
Is there? Aww.
I have no idea.
Let me look it up.
Okay, so it's not a Hylian. It's not a fish or any of those fish creatures or cyclists or whatever, because they all live at the sea. It's not a sage. It's not a Rito. It's not a Korok.
It better not be the salvage Korok. Do you guys remember that?
I think they're Hylian.
I think they're Hylian.
No, I know.
I don't know. I guess like it could be a boss character. Those technically aren't any of the above. I mean, really, that's all that's kind of left that I can think of. Unless it's like Valu. He's like a dragon.
Zephos.
Great Deku Tree. But dude, Great Deku Tree is reoccurring. It could be... I don't know. Valu is as good a guess as any as I have. Looks like there's not a lot of characters left to pick from. But I'm pretty sure it's not going to be that. All right, Jules, it's up to you.
Is it one of those frog gods?
Nope.
Damn it. Well, they live at sea, so that...
Oh, do they?
I mean...
Okay, so no sea. I'm sorry.
I think so, right? I guess technically they're in their little tornado thingies.
Yeah.
They're not at sea. I mean, where are these?
How many questions do we have?
4.
You know what? Is this character Mo the Moblin?
It is Mo the Moblin.
Yes! Yes! I knew it!
It is Mo the Moblin.
I was on to you, man. I was like, she's going to try and trick us. It's going to be something different. I knew it was going to be a Moblin. I knew he could come back if we were in trouble. Nailed it!
Good job, Andy. Boom. I've never gotten that.
Good job, Andy.
I've not played Wind Waker in a long time.
Well, like, we literally ruled out the entire game, so I was like, it's either Valu or it's the Moblin that Maggie likes. And I couldn't remember the name, so I had to look it up.
Maggie is in love with a Moblin that kept giving her skeletons, but all he really wants to do is eat her, so...
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. Well...
Good job.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna save the one that I had for you guys for another time. Because I don't know if it's going to be as good as I think, actually. So I just want to, you know, we'll put on the back burner there. But, whew. Okay. Well, Allison, I think Al had the hardest characters, actually. Either that or you and I, Jules, need some refinement to our question. One of the two.
That was fun. I feel, so when we did the Tears of the Kingdom one, I wasn't doing that great. So I feel better after this one.
Good job.
You did good. Those were tough. I should have just guessed. I had a feeling at the beginning it was a Moblin because I know your tricks. And I should have just went with it. Should have done it. Okay, well, there we go. If this was frustrating to listen to, that's the point. And hopefully you guys did way better than us guessing some of these characters. And, you know, if you guys were screaming out Mo the Moblin forever ago, then by God, you're better than we are here.
Better than us.
Yeah. Man, that was fun. I had a blast. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, that was really fun. It was a good time.
We're gonna try and bring this back and not wait like another 9 months until we bring this back again, because this is always a fun time and I really enjoy doing it. And I guess really all that's left is we'll say our goodbyes here and we'll sign off for the week. And you know what? FYI to everybody that does watch us live every week on twitch.tv/TheZeldaCast, we will not be streaming next week. We do not have a new show coming. Al and I are both going to be away, so we're going to open up the Patreon vault and we're going to have something from Patreon filling in for next week too. It'll be a brand new episode you guys never heard, but we won't be streaming live, so just to throw that out there into the world for everybody. So that, my friends, being said, let's go on and get out of here. Thank you so much for everyone that played along and had fun with us in the chat. That was a great time. And you know what? Hey, you can watch us too over on twitch.tv/TheZeldaCast every week. And you can check us out over on Zelda Dungeon's YouTube page as well. We've got clips of our shows over there, and you know, it's usually a fun time. So, all right, let's do it. You can check us out over on social media, Twitter, Blue Sky, over at The ZeldaCast, over at Spateri316, over at Allison Aletha, over at Julesy Streams, and you can get us wherever you get your podcasts. Like, subscribe, recommend, rate, review, all of that fun stuff. If you got a Zelda fan in your life, tell them about The ZeldaCast. Tell them they can get their weekly Zelda fix. And yeah, you know what? Check us out over on Patreon too. Speaking of stuff that we're going to unlock, yeah, we have a Patreon where we do bonus shows every single month. It's over on patreon.com/SPNet. So go and give us some love there if you really want to take your ZeldaCast love to the next level. And that, my friends, I think that's it. That's going to do it for us. So until next week, everybody, take care.